Don Lamb is looking out over an empty field on his Boone County farm. He points to a narrow path in the middle that fills with water on rainy days.
If you stand right here and look, there's a real small swale that goes across that field right there. And it comes over and it goes underneath the road. You can see where it goes under the little bit of a bridge there.
Lamb is worried about that area and the drainage ditches on his 8,500-acre farm because of a revised rule the EPA implemented last year.
And to me, that's an example of an area. I'm not sure how they would regulate that, but there is water in a heavy rain that will travel through that swale, go under the road, and come out on this side.
The revised version of Waters of the U.S. is on hold as a challenge to the regulations makes its way through the court system. The rule expands the definition of waterways regulated by the EPA to include tributaries, which it defines as any waterway that has a bed, bank, and high water mark. Lamb says that definition is broad, making it unclear which features on his farm would require permits.
It is scary to think that any bit of water that goes across your farm or your property anywhere could be regulated by the federal government. Simply because that is, to me, that's an awfully big overreach in what the federal government is supposed to do.
Lamb's hoping President-elect Donald Trump will deliver on his promise to eliminate the rule. The Indiana Farm Bureau also wants to see changes to Waters of the U.S., but Director for State Government Relations Justin Schneider says it may not be as easy as Trump makes it sound.
The reality is that they just can't say, well, we're not going to do it. There's a final rule. And, you know, they will have to, you know, either start a new rulemaking to amend or withdraw that rule.
Schneider says there are three ways change could come about. The federal appeals court could rule on a case filed by Indiana and more than a dozen other states that challenges the rule. The court already placed a stay on the new interpretation of Waters of the U.S. Congress could also take action. Or Trump could issue an executive order asking the EPA to withdraw the rule.
They're going to have to look at this particular issue, once the transition team's in place and people are paying attention, can really focus on the minutia of the rule.
Talk of doing away with the revised definition of Waters of the U.S. has environmental groups that support it worried. The EPA says it drafted the revision to improve and simplify the process of identifying waters protected under the Clean Water Act.
The rule is legally sound. It's scientifically sound. And it is legally and scientifically sound because they took all of that care in writing it.
Indra Frank is a policy advisor at the Hoosier Environmental Council. She says the rule isn't a burden to farmers because it provides agricultural exemptions. And its focus is on keeping water clean by making sure water that flows into rivers and lakes meets certain standards.
We certainly don't want our rivers and streams to be polluted, right? We get drinking water from our rivers and streams, and we've seen what happens in Flint, Michigan when you try to take your drinking water from a polluted river. It just does not work.
Back on the Lamb farm, Don points out a field full of cover crops, which he plants to protect moisture in the soil.
We came in and we planted cereal rye. So this is cereal rye grass that's growing, and you can see it all across the field.
Lamb says farmers have the biggest incentive to keep water quality high because it directly impacts their livelihoods. He just doesn't think the EPA should tell them how to do it. But for now, all he and the rest of the country can do is wait to see which of Trump's stances are rhetoric and which will become reality. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Lebanon.